Hello, everyone. Welcome again to another Word for Today with Ray. And before we begin, let's go to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, we are so grateful that we have your Word, that we can go to day by day, and as we recall in your Word, that we can hide it in our hearts that we might not sin against God. I pray today, Lord, that you will open our minds and hearts to your Spirit, that he might teach us the ways of truth, and that he would empower us to live according to those ways as we learn more about you and your son Jesus. And we'll ask for these things in Jesus' name. Amen. The title to today's lesson is Mordecai's Instructions to Esther. It's taken from the book of Esther, chapter 4 and verse 8. After Hatak, Esther's chamberlain, came to Mordecai to find out what he was doing and why, Mordecai told Hatak the story of Haman, who not only desired that the Jews be destroyed, but was also willing to reimburse King Ahasuerus to implement his cause. In chapter 4 and verse 8 of the book of Esther, we see more of Mordecai's response to Hatak, and he includes some specific instructions for Esther. We read, "Also he gave him the copy of the writing of the decree that was given at Shushan to destroy them, to show it unto Esther, and to declare it unto her, and to charge her that she should go in unto the king, to make supplication unto him, and to make request before him for her people." The verse begins, "Also he gave him the copy of the writing of the decree that was given at Shushan to destroy them, to show it unto Esther, and to declare it to her." Mordecai not only desired that Esther know about this evil plan, but he wanted her to see a copy of the writing. There is something about hearing and seeing news such as this. Mordecai assumed that Esther did not know about this edict since she was seeking him out through Hatak. He wanted her informed. We can imagine Mordecai, however he got this writing, giving it to Hatak and telling him to notify Esther all about this plan of genocide. No doubt he was very animated and purposed as he shared. Our verse continues, "and to charge her that she should go in unto the king." Not only did Mordecai desire that Esther know about this edict, but she was to act upon her information. He desired that she go in unto the king. It's one thing to be informed about bad news, and it's quite another to respond to it. So many times when potentially bad news comes, there is an acknowledgement of it, but little action is taken to respond. Mordecai desired knowledge and action from Esther, and he knew she was in a position of influence to affect the outcome. Finally, our verse concludes, "to make supplication unto him, and to make request before him for her people." According to Mordecai, Esther was to be informed about the situation, go in unto the king, and make supplication, which means to ask him to be gracious, show favor, and pity them. She was to ask, desire, and request that he do something different for her people than what was written in the decree. In other words, Mordecai did not let Esther simply hide out as though she were not a Jew as well. He was informing her that the Jews were also her people, and she could make a difference in the outcome of these events if she were to appeal to the king. Who are our people? And what price would we be willing to risk to save them? Has God Almighty put us in a position of influence by which we may appeal to the king on their behalf? Can we put ourselves in Hatak's position today and become an informant? What if we were in Mordecai's position and had to become an urgent instructor? Are we willing to put ourselves in Esther's position and imagine receiving this news? As we become these characters in our mind, perhaps we will think of situations in our own lives where these applications apply. And if we are living according to our Savior Jesus' plan, it may be that we will be used by God to affect the outcome of others with whom we have to do. Next time we will see Haytock's obedience again. So read ahead, and we shall join together then. Until tomorrow, there is more. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May he make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace as you continue to study his word. In Jesus' name.